crazy. The sinfulness and idolatry in our hearts should provoke the wrath and hatred of a holy God, right? But instead, it shows a love, a concern, and faithfulness that's beyond us. Wow.
So wretched, in need of much repentance and even more redemption.
There's over 1,000 reasons why I shouldn't be allowed to reach him. I'm bound by each sin that I commit. I admit, I just sit and watch the wind blow. Though I don't block the sin growth, I'm quick to drop my friends low, trying to convict them like I am the depiction of the most triumphant Christian man. Like I pray every day and always dig in my word, I tend to slave to my ways, forget what you heard. But I hate when I'm swayed by my sin, that's absurd. I don't pray when I awake, I just diss him in a hurry. Sometimes I feel he's faithful to stay, 'cause I don't live like he's worthy.
How can I live in view of his mercy on me? The Lord remains so good and so faithful, so loving and patient. So why do we run away? Why do we run away?
We are his elected, but we are so wretched, in need of much repentance and even more redemption.
What compels him and tells him to pity, not to send us to hell in a jiffy, since we knocked his commandments, guilty, especially the first one? He strictly wants us to acknowledge him as God. No other God is God, 'cause he's the God of all the gods. He commands that we worship him, so that we can see that he's a good, faithful, loving master and a perfect king. But we miss it when we bow to a golden statue, or dismiss it when we vow to behold the statutes. He loves us unconditionally, his forgiveness is free, and his provision is deep. I could sin 1,000,000 times, but he won't let me go, 'cause he loves me, the Bible tells me so. He won't fail us, though we fail him. He's so faithful to us, we should all hail him. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
So know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations and thousands more. Let's crown him Lord, and love he abounds for sure.
So wretched, in need of much repentance and even more redemption.
The Lord remains so good and so faithful, so loving and patient. So why do we run away? Why do we run away?
We are his elected, but we are so wretched, in need of much repentance and even more redemption.
Thank the Lord for his patience. The greatest gesture of his faithfulness and his son, Jesus.